It's Friday, May 6th. The Steamboat Radio News this hour is brought to you by Bell and Pollock, Champions of the People.com. I'm Shannon Lukens. It's calving season for our local mountain ranchers. That includes the Gittleson Ranch in Jackson County, where a pack of wolves have already killed three of their head of cattle. In the past 2 weeks, the wolves have killed at least two of the newborn calves, and one is missing, according to Kim Gittleson.
We know for sure that at least one of them, you could see where it was dragged through the fence. The other one, we know the wolves were chasing the cows that night. You know, we've had wolves in our cows, even with us right there.
We've reached out to Colorado Parks and Wildlife for more details. There are six wolves that were born to a pair of wolves living in Jackson County. The Gittlesons and other wolf experts expect the mom has had another litter of wolf pups last month there in Jackson County. They typically will emerge from the den for the first time around Mother's Day. Steamboat Springs Police Commander Jerry Stabil is retiring after 30 years with the Steamboat Springs Police Department. He and his wife Jenny are moving to the East Coast to be with family.
I think the number one thing that I'll miss is just going to the grocery store and knowing about every other person in every aisle. And the support that the community's given to myself and my family. And just the fact that I have three children that can call Steamboat their hometown.
A retirement ceremony is at 3 o'clock Thursday, May 26th at Olympian Hall. The last day for Commander Stabil is June 3rd. Yampa Valley creeks and rivers are on the rise with the melting snow and the extra precipitation this week. The Streets Division for the City of Steamboat Springs will supply sand and sandbags for those residents who need it. There is some sand by Staley Park right now. Yampatica has hired a new executive director. Kristen Jesperson starts July 1st. Colorado Mountain College in Steamboat is celebrating graduation with a class of 2022. Over 140 graduates are graduating at 10:30 Saturday morning at the Steamboat Grand. More in a moment.
Getting in an accident that wasn't your fault and dealing with the other guy's insurance company can be like stepping into a boxing ring. They try beating you up. That's when you need a fighter in your corner, like Bell and Pollock, the team that fights for the money you need for repairs or injury claims. Don't take it on the chin. Fight back with Bell and Pollock. Get a free consultation from the Champions of the People. Bell and Pollock at championsofthepeople.com.
Registration opens today for Adult Sports League in Steamboat. This includes pickleball, soccer, sand volleyball, and softball. Also, stay tuned for summer hockey and curling leagues. The Howler Alpine Slide is hiring. It's a great job for high school kids ages 15 and up. Apply right now at steamboatalpineslide.com. I'm Shannon Lukens. First with local news, weather, and sports. Access at any time at steamboatradio.com.